Right. Check out this year's fun and thought-provoking films for kids and young at heart. Reel to Reel, April 10th to 17th, features films from around the world and includes hands-on workshops and activities for the whole family. Don't miss the Saturday morning pajama party and Sunday fun day, the weekend of April 11th to 12th at the Van City Theater and Roundhouse Community Center. Reel to Reel runs April 10th to 17th. For more info, check out r2rfestival.org.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing. And I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Wand is Victoria musician Derek Jansen. This Saturday, April 11th, with openers Chastity Belt and Vex, Wand plays the Cobalt. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9. Advance tickets are available for $10 from Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and online. Brought to you by Tambor Concerts and CITR.
Hello, good morning. You are listening to A Face for Radio featuring some special guests today.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Special guests. Hi. From...
with a very special host.
Thanks. From The Syrup Trap, Canada's greatest humor magazine of all time. Yep. Is that correct?
That's what we call ourselves on the site, Canada's greatest magazine.
Hi.
Hi, that's David.
All right, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Nick Zarzicki. I'm a writer and editor at The Syrup Trap.
Hey, I'm Nathan Hare. I play guitar in the band.
I'm Matt Cardinal, and I also like to party.
Hi.
That's David Marino. He doesn't speak very much.
Sometimes.
He's a bird we taught how to say hi.
And the quiet beetle.
Walking into the booth now is Winnie Code. Do you have a audience effect cued?
There it is. College radio. All right. So before we get into intense, moving discussion, we're going to listen to a couple songs. And the first song is by a band from LA called Cherry Glazer that Nathan and I both saw last week.
Enjoy. Yeah,
cool. Wow, you guys have seen bands behind my back.
Not even shouldn't have mentioned that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver. And we are with the Syrup Trap with more people now.
There are now six Syrup Trap writers in the studio joining us today.
How many Syrup Trap writers do you need to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Hold
Alex,
on.
Alex, how many? If the Syrup Trap were a
that heavy breathing, man.
If the Syrup Trap...
If the Syrup Trap were a ship, we would not be on that ship.
We would be in the ocean right now.
A very apologetic iceberg.
Yes.
Okay. So?
So?
What do you guys want to talk about?
Well...
Israel.
No.
Next topic.
We have a few ideas to promote. Well,
the Patreon.
Well,
maybe?
But we were also talking about. I kind of want to retool UBC's culture.
What do you mean?
Well, just make it funny. You know, we're funny people.
That's a reenactment of us 2 years ago.
No, but I'm thinking. So we started this humor magazine. Now let's take it broader. Let's redo the events, but make them funny, because they're just not, I mean,
no.
So yeah, we study, yeah, we do our thing, but it's, we just don't laugh enough.
No, we don't.
So, I have a few ideas.
Okay.
The first of which being, a jelly bean stormed the wall. Now, I know what you're thinking. The wall is big, and how are jelly beans...
Jelly beans stormed the wall.
Yeah, I know what you're...
back up a couple steps?
Yes.
Is it jelly beans that are storming over a wall, or are we storming over a wall
made of
jelly beans?
No, it's jelly beans storming over the wall.
Okay,
so
I have 9 additional questions.
Yes, continue.
Nathan, what the fuck? What's up with these jelly beans?
Well, you could get some jelly bellies, some different flavors, to be sure. Essentially, one would create a team of their favorite flavors. Put them in a bucket or a backpack with nothing else in it. You might want to get rid of your text box. And essentially, one person would stand on the other side of the wall, and
you're just gonna throw
sort
them,
of
throw
no, not I want to say throw them, maybe a bit more of a chuck over the wall, and essentially multiple people doing this at the same time would create a sort of a rainbow of jelly beans, and then the other team member would stand mouth open. On the other side of the wall.
Trying to catch the jelly
Trying to catch them in their mouth.
With their mouth.
And then the rest would be sort of
littered.
Eric,
I think it's important
to
talk about campus comedy.
Go ahead.
Do you have any questions about it?
Yeah, whoa.
How is that different from the current Storm the Wall?
I would like to talk about things that are not Nathan Hare.
Pardon?
Let's talk about...
So, you guys trying to... Yeah, you guys are... Which is what the Syrup Trap's trying to do, right?
We're trying to get serious.
With the Patreon.
Yes, so why don't I explain what the
what
Patreon
is that?
So, you know, the Syrup Trap's been around for a while, and we've just broken 100,000 monthly visitors, and the site is getting expensive to run, not just money-wise, but also time-wise. So we thought that we would... try to raise some money. We initially considered a Kickstarter, but we ended up launching instead a Patreon. Now, Patreon is different from Kickstarter in that instead of asking people for a lump sum donation, you ask people for small monthly donations and you build up a sustainable stream of funding. So we're asking people to donate $1 a month, $3 a month, $10 a month, and there are certain rewards you get. At the $10 level, you get, for example, a Syrup Trap t-shirt and a digital version of our print edition. And basically, the goal is to raise a couple thousand bucks so we can keep going.
Okay, and who have you been targeting with this?
So one problem we've sort of stumbled upon is that, you know, asking people our age, literate, creative folk, our age for money, for monthly donations, is not exactly a solid strategy because no one our age has money. So one idea we've come up with, one thing we want to try out is to start asking people not to donate, but to ask their parents to donate to the Syrup Trap Patreon. So But I don't know how to do that. Eric, do you have any ideas about how to get parents involved?
Well, my mom's listening right now.
Your mom is listening.
Yeah, yeah, so that's one parent.
What's your mom's name, everyone?
Maria.
Maria Coates?
Azevedo.
Maria Azevedo.
Yeah.
Maria, satire is so crucial to a functioning democracy. I urge you, please, to consider donating $1, $3, maybe even $10 a month to the Syrup Trap so we can continue fulfilling our national duty.
Yeah, I mean, that might be one more person.
Is there a list of parents, of every parent from UBC, so we could do that individually this hour?
Just call them up one by one.
One by one.
Can I?
A personal appeal from Nathan Hare.
And tell your jelly bean idea.
My jelly beans.
Madeline and Norman Ewald.
Norman Mailer. Wow.
That's a dude. That's a person.
I know. Yeah. Do you guys have any ideas about how to get parents involved? What do parents like?
They like having about like 40 friends on Facebook. And like selfies that like they're just confused. You can just tell that they're confused.
Parent selfies? What do parent selfies look like? I've never seen my parents
take selfies.
They're just
like they're trying to take a selfie on a computer, but it's hard for them because it's confusing. So they get frustrated and they upload one that's like they're like, yeah, they're glaring because they're confused. Okay. They're not as adept to narcissism as our generation is.
Right. But that's not narcissism. That's just like competence. That's just what you describe is, oh, never mind. Whatever.
But yeah, sometimes Facebook suggests like you have one mutual friend with this person. And it's like your friend's like uncle or like grandma or something.
Yeah. I'd like to have more uncles and grandparents on Facebook. Actually, I think they're like the
really?
Yeah, I think they're a lot funnier. I mean, unintentionally,
yeah.
Than like most people on Facebook who mm-hmm. spend a lot of time, you know, like crafting really funny status updates.
They just don't care.
Yeah, they just don't care. They just post. Like my great uncle is 80 plus, and when I posted the thing on Facebook to tune in, he's in Brazil and he just wrote okay. Like that was his. And I was like,
that sounds
yeah,
like
it's
a
great
uncle.
Wait.
Coming in at the sound of a mouse.
All right.
When I was in grade 7, this is a good story. I had a best friend, and I went over for dinner at his house, and it was all his extended family there, and I added them all on Facebook, and I still have them. I haven't talked to him in like since then, pretty much.
But you've been talking to his family members constantly.
About the Patreon?
We constantly message.
Just shoot the shit.
All right.
So parents, if you're listening, yeah. Parents of Syrup Trap readers, please consider giving...
Parents of Syrup Trap writers, that's another one.
Parents mm-hmm. of Syrup Trap all, writers.
Do you think any parents read for the Syrup
yes,
Trap?
Yes, I know for a fact that Nathan's parents read, my parents read. I think, David, were you saying that your mom
they read.
Knew... Alex, your parents have donated
yes.
a substantial amount of money.
How much?
$50 a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Those are loving parents.
Which is the how much Tanner donated. Tanner Bokor.
Which, again, goes to the point that Tanner Bokor is a middle-aged family of two.
That's an interesting
that
way
man
of
is
describing
younger
it.
Than me, and he is, like, already on
he's
his
a,
third wife.
He's a family unit.
He's a family guy.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't like her at all, but it's like, oh, they have to, like, get divorced again, they get married again. It's such a hassle.
I'm talking just about Tanner by himself.
Yeah.
So Tanner is, like, two people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tanner is a slightly unhappy married couple in his 50s.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
All right, so let's listen to a couple more songs, and then we can talk about... comedy in Vancouver.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I forgot to mention the last songs that we listened to. They were Had $10 by Cherry Glazer, followed by Wasteland by Hooded Fang. And now the next song is Acid by Faith Healer, followed by Love Trap by Soko featuring Ariel Pink. Oh, yeah, that's it.
There's no one. chance, no romance.
Why you gotta hurt me like that?
Just give me time to think. I just need my space.
Space for me?
Come here. Ariel, stop it. Don't put pressure on me.
Just give me more chance.
Last chance.
For love?
Yes.
In case anyone was wondering what the Syrup Trap's mission really is.
Let's get the band back together.
We're trying to go national.
Let's get the party back together.
Yeah, we're trying to become like a national institution of like communist ideology.
Yeah, like the Onion a few months ago like posted a thing that they're the best Marxist news source in the US, and we want to challenge them on that front.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not only on satire but mainly in Marxist ideology.
We're going to create a party, we're going to have members, we're going to have a centralized government.
A lot of people don't know that the Communist Party was great at fake news.
That's great. That's very good, Alex.
Well done.
Well done.
Do you guys have like a little coffee or like lots of coffee?
Here, you can drink some of mine.
Okay, thank you. Can I drink all of yours?
Sure.
Thank you.
Eric, tell people about what just happened.
No, thank you.
With your mom.
Oh yeah, my mom donated.
Does it have 5 minutes?
Yeah, she's going to donate. I mean, I need to do it when I get home
on her behalf. During the break, Eric's mom called in.
Yep.
And said that she had been moved by our appeal.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I think the new strategy of targeting parents is doing well.
Yeah.
I think our target market should be Portuguese speaking mothers.
That's it. We're just gonna cut it off. Cut it off at that.
That and only.
That's what we're good at.
Yeah.
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 That's our bread and butter.
Yes. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So how about comedy in Vancouver?
Oh man. I've kind of, you know, we've been on campus for a while now and we've only recently moved off campus. and started doing the Vancouver thing, but already we're seeing that Vancouver has just this amazing, vital comedy scene. There are so many amazing comedians working in the city that I love seeing. I think all these guys have been to at least one of these weekly comedy shows on Main Street. It's called Jokes Please. Happens every Thursday at 9 p.m. At Little Mountain Gallery. It's run by two fellows named Ross and Andy, and they bring in just a wide assortment of amazing comedians in the Vancouver area, people that are just coming up, people that are really established, and the talent in the city is just amazing. Yeah. That's my two cents on the Vancouver comedy scene.
Yeah, but it seems to be... it doesn't seem to be that public.
Popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I...
Or well-known, really.
Yesterday, I spoke to the guy who edits Scout magazine in Vancouver. I think you... Are you guys familiar with Scout? They, like, do local culture, you know, restaurants, whatever. He didn't know about a single Vancouver comedian, which blows my mind, that the editor of a magazine about Vancouver culture didn't know the name of a single...
Magazine named for its, like... reconnaissance abilities.
Yes, exactly. These guys are scouting out Vancouver culture, and they didn't know the name of a single Vancouver comedian. So why don't I name some names right now?
Drop them.
Everyone listening to the show should check out Dino Archie. Dino Archie is my favorite comedian performing in Canada today. I think he's amazing. He's actually from LA. He moved up here. He's fantastic. So if you ever see Dino Archie on the bill, check that show out. Other great comedians: Ivan Decker, Graham Clark, Charles Demers, Ryan Beal, and the Sunday Service are fantastic. I think they're fairly popular on campus. And the two guys I mentioned, Ross Douk, Andy Kallstrom, they're fantastic as well. You guys should check out all of those comedians. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also, a few other, you know, like weekly stand-up nights that,
yes,
I know.
Yes, there are. Yeah. Yeah. But we like Jokes Please the most.
Yeah, there's only one good one, though. Can I give some shout-outs?
Sure. Let's go for it.
I like the Hero Show. The Hero Show is great. Every month. Mm-hmm. No, once every... The first Thursday of every month. That's good.
Who runs that? Cameron McLeod, is it?
Cameron McLeod.
What's that? What's the Hero Show?
So that's solo sketch comedy.
So not quite stand-up. It's kind of more like you're playing a character, right? That's basically what it is.
Aren't we all, Nick?
No. Not all.
Just you.
All right.
Hero Show is fantastic as well. And I'm sure I'm not mentioning some names.
There's only two.
There's only the Hero Show and Jokes Please. And actually, if you guys have ever wanted to see the Syrup Trap perform live,
what?
Tonight is your chance.
No.
Please, no.
Tonight, a couple members of the Syrup Trap will be doing a live bit at Jokes Please at Little Mountain Gallery at 9 p.m. tonight. Second last day of classes. We're throwing our own block party, guys. We don't need the real block party. We have our own comedic block party. Yeah.
Yeah, starting with Nathan's idea of making all UBC events funnier.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
So
yeah, please go to Little Mountain Gallery tonight at 9 p.m.
All right. Is there a print edition coming out?
There is. We've been telling people that there's been a print edition coming out for the last year.
It's like D'Angelo's last album. Yeah,
it's just getting better and better.
We've like brought it to the printer three times, and every time we've been out of paper, and we're like, oh,
damn it.
We'll go back in 6 months.
Why is there no more paper? No, we've actually paid the printer.
Oh, that's
good. We just don't have the magazine ready yet. I'm going to say that it'll be ready in like a month. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's something to be excited about for when classes end.
32 pages, magazine format, no fake news, all short fiction and cartoons, games, everything that the kids want these days. Just a printed magazine.
Yeah.
That's what's popular right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Booming.
Yeah, it's booming. Yeah.
It's really the gold rush out there for print media.
We're just trying to...
Everyone's just, like, trying to get their hands on something.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this a continued appeal to the parent demographic?
Yes. We are in a golden age of print publishing. Dial-up internet. What else is old? Radio Shack.
You should look for all of our videos.
The West Wing.
Which are coming out on a 3 VHS set.
We're putting out a VHS set, yeah. Yes.
What's the old people?
The Beatles.
They like mentioning that they're proficient in Microsoft Word on their resume still.
We are all
Wait, we aren't proficient. Supposed to do that anymore?
We are all proficient.
In That's under work experience for me.
In the entire Microsoft Office suite.
Yeah, man, you gotta expand a little bit, bro.
Peter Frampton comes alive. That's another thing that they like.
Jaws.
Yeah. All right.
Telling you what the weather is when you're in a different city. And, like, telling you to put on a coat. Not believing you'll, like, go outside for a second.
Donating to the Syrup Trap Patreon.
Oh, that's a total trope.
I noticed I haven't mentioned the URL of the Syrup Trap Patreon yet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Which is handy. Yeah. You can find the Syrup Trap Patreon and the video we made for it at Patreon, Patreon. .com/syruptrap. No spaces, no dashes, no nothing, just Syrup Trap.
And where do we find the Syrup Trap? You know, if someone just wants to...
How do we...
You can find it at syruptrap.ca. Not the syruptrap.ca, but syruptrap.ca.
Okay.
Facebook.com/syruptrap. Twitter.com/syruptrap. We also have a YouTube channel where we have some funny videos. We're all over the place.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
So we have, like, two options,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I can play a couple more songs, and then we can all say goodbye. We can do it right away.
Have we listened to Young Thug yet?
We haven't listened to Young Thug.
I would like to listen, please, to Young Thug.
Yes. Or
we already played the Soviet national anthem, man.
Either Young Thug or March Madness by Future.
Ooh.
That's also a good song.
Ooh.
I would like to listen to those songs.
Oh boy.
Well,
I'm sorry,
okay.
Eric.
Yeah, no, whatever, man.
Okay. Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Actually, I don't drink coffee. However, this week was very stressful school-wise, uh-huh. And I was tired, and it was like midnight, and I went to Blends,
uh-huh.
And I asked them out of curiosity if the tea that I want, if peppermint tea had caffeine, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
And I realized that all the teas that I've been drinking my entire life don't have caffeine. So I asked them for a tea with caffeine in it, like specifically.
Oh, yeah.
I would like some tea with caffeine.
Yeah,
that
real college
here,
experience.
Tony's not ready.
It's been 4 years. I've built it. I think I'm ready. Anyways.
Why don't you drink coffee?
I just don't like the taste.
Oh. I try not to drink it because I get ulcers like a middle-aged man.
Like Tanner.
But you don't have a good... you should get into coffee, man. It's fantastic. It's the best thing in the world.
Well, see, I started with the tea.
Fresh.
Because I realized... like how strong caffeine is. I felt like I was in the mm-hmm. movie Limitless writing.
Yeah.
I just sat down and powered through my essay.
That can be you.
Yeah.
You can pull it together, man.
But I couldn't fall asleep at like 5 a.m. I was just rolling around in bed.
You don't have to go to sleep when you're that successful.
That's true.
You can sleep when you're dead, man. Come on.
That's true. I was also talking to a friend who said just take melatonin after, and then I realized, you know, I can just uppers and downers. All the way through.
Man, just get a cup of coffee, sit down, and be successful. That's...
words of advice.
Yes.
Coffee is like that. It's like ice cream for adults. Am I right?
Nathan has the soul of a middle-aged man that sometimes just comes out in that way.
All right.
That's my theory.
Are we listening to Young
The Jelly Beans.
No, man, we're going to listen to another song first, and then we'll listen to to Young Thug. This song is called Stay in the Summer by Weed from their new album.
Didn't we also just go see them? Were you there?
No, I couldn't make it.
I went and saw them. I went and saw them last week. It was really good.
Yeah, I went to a show the day on Friday. So I can't go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You guys have to tell
I hadn't
me
discovered tea yet.
Tell me about these concerts. This stuff. Oh, man.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Quan, where you at? Brighten the money counter. Thug your motherfucking hand hurt. Money, I cut a nigga hand. Count too much. I'm sorry, we ain't counting no more. We wed. Rich gang. Millions and billions, nigga. You did.
Rich gang.
Ooh.
We got London on the track. These niggas ain't loyal, they riding with Royal. He play, I'ma leave him on fire, boil. I'm a standing little baby, yeah, spoil. Fuck nigga, cannot be blood, he might as well be Royal. Blue, shoot up the coupe.
Rich gang.
Pull up and out as a car, ready to smoke the fuck nigga like Snoop. Rich and Pat Thug of the brute, take all like a troop.
Bloods up with All right, that was requested by Alex.
Woo!
Yeah.
Listen
all right.
To Young Thug.
A little bit of Young Thug in the morning.
So
this is
a
Rich
few
Fry on CBC. I'm gonna lead it off with a little bit.
Listening,
of
listening oh, different.
Peter Mansford.
Yes.
Tonight, Rich Gang.
Have a little bit of a Bach followed by the full Cash Money roster.
Okay.
Is this that all for 40 Nico shit?
So there's like 12 minutes left. I'm in I have yoga lattes after this.
Yoga lattes?
Mm-hmm. 50% yoga, 50% Pilates.
You are a middle-aged person.
100%.
Tanner goes as well. Takes two mats.
I have hot vegan yoga afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah. No animals are hurt.
Who's your instructor?
Alex.
It's
in this room,
okay.
Actually.
It's happening right now.
It's very warm in here.
I'm so hot right now and vegan.
A lot of people don't know that the syrup trap started when we were trying to make like
a vegan newsletter,
like
right?
A raw food vegan mm-hmm. Blog, and it just got so far off track.
Yeah.
And we keep trying to write these recipes, but then it'll just come out as
we
like
keep trying to reel
some
it
fake
in,
news.
But people like, think it isn't real.
It'll just be like, I really want to have like a good coffee cake recipe.
Yeah.
And then it'll just end up with like Stephen Harper refusing to answer questions about his cape, and it's like,
yeah.
Fuck!
The key ingredient is self-importance.
That's a little bit of Syrup Trap history for folks who
for those listening.
Yeah.
All right. So we let's say goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just plug a thing?
Yeah, yeah,
very
no,
quick?
Please.
So
yeah.
The Syrup Trap Patreon again is at patreon.com/syruptrap, and once again we'll be performing tonight at 9 PM at Little Mountain Gallery at this wonderful weekly comedy show called Jokes Please. It's going to be a great night.
All right. Anything else? Other people in the room?
No, I think we pretty
listen
much,
to Young Thug.
Well, I think we pretty much said it all. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Stay positive and
don't
let the bed bugs bite.
No.
Vote Republican.
Be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
And on that,
I don't want to go to heaven if there's no chocolate.
Jeez, guys, I hope they serve beer in hell.
We're all middle-aged people.
that's some quality Canadian humor for you. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the title of Tucker Max's book?
And on that note, let's listen to a PSA from the AMS Food Bank.
Thanks for putting up with us, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
made
us.
Made my morning so much brighter.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Hi there, my name is Brandon.
And my name is Morme.
Do you need help finding yourself?
Do you have questions you're too afraid to ask?
Worry no more, we got your back.
Because we are two university students who have all the answers.
Just kidding.
We'd like to think that.
But what you can do is tune into All Ears at 101.9 FM every second Wednesday at 6 p.m.
to get the best advice that we can offer.
So shoot us an anonymous question
at ask.fm/allearsubc and we'll answer it live on air.
And honey child, we'll be all ears.
All right, stay tuned for Transition State on CITR 101.9 FM. This has been A Face for Radio featuring The Syrup Trap. The last couple songs are Fresh Meat by Boyhood and the song Right by David Bowie off his classic album, Young Americans.
Lonely, lonely.
Welcome to Transition State.
Fuck your Trinity, I fuck your cult.